You mentioned, by the way, that by utilizing planetary consciousness, it could have an effect on terrorism. You hinted about that last hour.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, first of all, you need to understand what it is, you know, and a lot of people don't understand how to get in touch with the forces. You probably on your show have lots of people talk about going into the photon belt. Am I correct or not?
Well, not a lot, but a few.
A few. And so they explain that as a place where everything lights up. You know, there was the photon belt. Photon's a self-exciting atom that produces a visible spectrum of light that the humans can see. But the bottom line is, when you look at the rotation of our solar system around the Pleiades, which is every 26,827.5 years, we go through different ages. We're coming from the Piscean Age, where the incarnating soul has the integrity of saying, okay, I'll start a religion, I believe it, I'll make a Bible, I'll do all these things to support my belief system. But they were believers. And out of the religions and the beliefs, they had holy wars to fight over whose belief was better, and et cetera, et cetera. Now we come into the Piscean Age, the Aquarian Age, where the consciousness is such that you don't need a Bible or religion or whatever, and God bless all the people that have all that, but you don't need that to have an internal clock, an internal voice talking to you saying what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And that's the Piscean Age. And people need to tune in to that level of consciousness and get a handle on what that's all about. And, of course, what they call New Age people, who sort of have a handle branded on them of being that way, are into that. We need to get the general public more and more into it. And as energy follows thought, then you'll realize a higher ideal, and from that ideal comes a huge, vast ocean of creativity. Creativity comes by just trying to be positive and work on your own internal ideals. And when this creativity comes, you can then reflect out into the world all the stupid imperfections of what goes on, and then find yourself a niche to make a difference, to make a change. If not for you, for the sake of your children or your children's children. And we need to take that attitude and get strong with it, and then things begin to change very quickly. Very quickly, I might add.
You know, I have always believed, as you do, Fred, that when you tap into this with positive energy, all kinds of things can happen. And I'm
so
talking
fast.
About wonderful. Absolutely.
So
what
fast.
What I don't understand, though, is why and how. I mean, I do it. I've practiced it for a long time, and I get results, sometimes startling results. But I don't understand why and how it works.
Well, now you want to go about into virtual fields, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to read some stuff here, and it's just coming out of my book. And it kind of started out in the living room where I took a picture of an energy field and explained it, you know, how it happened.
Okay, and this is the new book to come?
Yeah, the new book to come.
All right.
And I'm just going to read it like I wrote it, and then maybe I can explain it. The photos that were taken in the living room in that field, I have a huge system set up in my house here, are energy fields. Within I wrote it as a paradigm scalar wave system. The focus provided over time leads to a virtual field becoming invisible. And if you look at those fields, they're like little black holes and things like that. Independent fields become packets of experiences or small self worlds. Now, what I say there, what I mean by a self world is that you probably have friends, you have a family, you have energy following thought in your life. That's a self world. You know, I have a life, and all the listeners, every listener out there has their own individual lifestyle going where they focus on making money, focus on the well-being of their family, focus on communication. That's called a self-world. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's kind of like a smaller deal of the thing we talked about with IBM. Okay, these are self-worlds. Now I'm going to go on. When conscious beings connect them, the self-worlds, the material universe becomes a common reality for all whom live in it. So in other words, if you can consciously connect your self-world to my self-world in some conscious way, it's like in the Ten Commandments, love thy neighbor, then you start to see a common reality of the entire universe. Now, this is where we start to separate from humanity to maybe being something beyond what humanity is without. You know, some of the denizens of the universe begin to fully assimilate many small self-worlds, thereby increasing their attention span. So in other words, it could be like a master in this world, or a Pleiadian observing us, or a Pleiadian observing themselves, an extraterrestrial observing themselves. They're seeing suddenly the concept of what we just mentioned of self-worlds. They're seeing that as a concept. Thereby, energy follows thought. They're starting to draw energy off of this. In time, their lifespan increases because of the energy of the self-worlds is much higher as the sum of its parts. Meaning that if I'm living in a self-world like you or most of us are, and you can truly integrate another one and another one and another one and make it work, there's an energy, it's like a surplus, it's almost like a free energy machine. This slows down the stress on the DNA because we're really having communication. And I totally emphasize communication, like you and I are having communication tonight. We're sharing that with the world tonight, all the listeners out there. That is truly the essence of where it begins.